Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from Matthew chapter 18 and verse 21. It's a discourse between Peter and Jesus, and they were talking about Peter came to Jesus and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him?" And then he answers his own question. He says, "Up to 7 times." But then Jesus replied to him and said, "Up to 70 times 7 in the next verse, verse 22. My dear brothers and sisters, 70 times 7 equals 490 times. And it's your brother, it's your sister, someone you have to live or work with, whom you are called to forgive. In essence, Jesus was saying, forgive and keep on forgiving if you want to have a relationship with this person. Now let's face it, right? We are all make mistakes because we are flawed in different ways. Perfection only exists in God. Now recall Jesus' words on the cross of Calvary. In Luke chapter 23 verse 34, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Truer words have never been spoken. And very few concepts are more significant to remember in a relationship. While it's perfectly normal, right, to feel angry, to feel that anger in within you, and a natural human reaction to feel mistreated, there is a big difference between healthy anger and the corrosive emotional bitterness, right? That emotion of bitterness is something that eats you from within, right? And bitterness is something that also causes cancer. So bitterness is relational cancer. One doctor said bitterness feeds upon the host. It does nothing to the object of displeasure. And in this case, the host is your relationship. And forgiveness is the medication and the cure. Jesus very beautifully said in Luke 6:31, "As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise." So my dear brothers and sisters, offering forgiveness is essential for your healthy relationship, because that's what is critical. It's forgiving your spouse, forgiving your family members, right? Three places a man spends the maximum time. Number one is his home, within his marriage and within his family. And when you practice forgiveness within your family and within your marriage, you'll have a beautiful home. Second place that you spend the maximum time is your workplace. 5 to 6 days a week, you work many hours. Then God is saying, practice forgiveness at your workplace to ensure that you maintain a good relationship. And then thirdly is your place of worship, where you go to fellowship, where you interact with other saints and members of the church. You need to practice forgiveness because we are called to maintain a healthy relationship with one another because we are members of Christ's body. So my dear brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to stay away from bitterness. And is it, you may ask a question, is it sometimes hard to do it? Yes, sir, it is. But let me promise you that if you pray, God will give you the grace to do it. Amen? So in this year of 2024, let's practice forgiveness daily and live an absolutely free life in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord. I praise you, for you are an epitome of forgiveness. Oh Lord, you have set the role model. You have, oh Lord, shown us by example how to forgive. Lord, I pray, give us the grace to forgive our brothers and our sisters. Give us the grace to forgive our spouses and our family members. Give us the grace to forgive, O Lord, our colleagues and our superiors and our subordinates at the workplace. in our business relationships. Oh Father, with our clients, help us to practice forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, within the body of Christ, give us the grace, O Lord God Almighty, that we'll continue to love, O Father, and forgive one another, so that we'll enjoy a healthy relationship within the body of Christ. Abba, Father, that's what we pray. Lord, I thank you, and I praise you, and I bless you. Today, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Flourish and prosper them and keep them from the enemy. Lord, I pray for your sons and daughters who are, Lord, struggling in their health conditions. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more. And Father, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.